Good morning, good morning, good morning, everybody. We welcome you to this special edition every Wednesday of the Inside Scoop here at WWDB. We are Talk 860. I am your host for this portion of our broadcast day at WWDB. I am Thera Martin, and I'm glad to be with you today. Let me just tell you, getting here was something like, I mean, surgery or something. You would think there was a major snowstorm in Philadelphia today outside, the way the traffic was snarled from Delaware Avenue all the way through North Philadelphia to the Ridge Avenue area to get to City Avenue. People are driving today as if we have 12 inches of snow out there, or as if we had a horrible, heavy, heavy rain or something going on. But it's not that bad out there. I mean, weather-wise, it's just a lightweight, liquid sunshine day, nothing dramatic. We may have some heavier rain later in the day. We did have some pretty heavy rain around 4 o'clock this morning. Yes, I was up then. but like right now, the weather was just not that bad for all of that snarled traffic that I just fought through to get here. I am a person who, as I was trained in radio broadcasting 40-some years ago by some of the best broadcasters that ever hit microphones in the city of Philadelphia and in the state of Pennsylvania, I was trained by people like Georgie Woods and Reverend Louise Williams Bishop and Carl Helm and Butterball and Charles Harmon and Bob Perkins and Wynn Alexander. These are people who taught me. Karen Warrington was my first African-American woman, a news director at the station where I really got an opportunity to solidly plant my feet in broadcast communications. Now, my first start, actually, just so you know, my very first start in radio 40-some years ago was here. It was here at WWDB, not WHAT. It was WWDB. I was brought on board as a telephone answerer. They called us a producer, but what were we doing? We were answering the phones. I was answering the phones for the Frank Ford talk show and the Dominic Quinn talk show. I know some of you out there in radio land, you remember those names. Well, I was their intern back in the day. And so, yeah, I got my start in radio actually here at WWDB 100 years ago, and all these years later, God has been good to me. He has allowed me to continue to be in broadcast radio for 40, I think it's 43, 44 years now. I'm starting to lose track. When you're having such a good time as I have had all of these years, you start to lose track of time after a while. Now, today on the program, the very first guest that we're going to talk to is Mr. Earl Bowen. Earl Bowen will join us on the line to talk about a special event taking place at the Tasker Street Baptist Church in Philadelphia on September the 26th. It's a program specifically for men, and it's about prostate cancer. And so Mr. Earl Bowen, he will join me on the Newsmaker line to tell us about what they're doing to educate men about prostate cancer on September the 26th. And then when I turn the page a little bit later on in the show, I'm going to do something that I've never done before with a newsmaker that I'm like, what took me so long to figure this out? And I should have been and had this special lady on one of the programs that I host that God has allowed me to be a part of. Her name is Professor Tanya Ellis, and she is a part of the administration at LaSalle University. She operates LaSalle TV. LaSalle TV, that is the TV station for LaSalle University. And they do some really great programming with the students of LaSalle who are a part of the communications program. But then they also allow a number of folks who are from the community, like me, to come in and host a show at LaSalle TV. Now, what happens to these shows and where do they go and how do you get to see them? Well, you got to stay along for the ride. I'm going to let Professor Tanya Ellis tell us all the inside skinny details on LaSalle TV and how you get to watch LaSalle TV when she joins me at about 8:30 this morning. And so we're just glad to be here, thanking God for another day. I'm so glad he woke us up. For those of you who are sitting in snarl traffic on City Avenue right now, only thing I can tell you is, well, have some patience and you're going to get to where you're going. Have some patience. I saw a terrible, I did not see a terrible accident. I didn't witness the accident this morning. I saw the aftermath of a terrible accident on Delaware Avenue right around where Wawa, where the Wawa store is on Delaware Avenue, just before you get on I-95 to go wherever you go to the airport or whatever. And so, yeah, prayerfully, the people who were in that accident, I pray that they are okay, that they made it through. But both of those cars were very, very tangled up. It looked so bad. And when I saw the accident, whenever I see an accident, I'm driving along, I immediately go into prayer, praying for the people who were in the accident that they will be okay, that they will come out of it all right. And so there was that happening today. The weather forecast, that's important, and I want to get to it. I want to share the weather forecast with you today, and there are a number of stories I want to try to get to, but I'm looking at my clock. I'm coming up on 8:10. It's 8:08 right now, and Mr. Earl Bowen, he will be joining me on the line in just a moment, but perhaps I can get one or two of the big stories of the day in before we run out of time. That is certainly what I would like to do. But let me give you the latest in Sean P. Diddy Combs situation right now. Well, I think some of us may have thought, oh, that's not going to happen. When R. Kelly first got in trouble, another music entertainer type that was very popular, well-known and all that, when things first started coming out about him some years ago, the first stories that came out, I said, no, that's not true. It can't be. And then more and more stories, and then he was arrested, and look where he is now. He is in jail for many, 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 many years to come. And what we're hearing on the news right now, there are some projections that Sean P. Diddy is not going to wiggle his way out of this. Federal prosecutors yesterday, they unsealed a sweeping indictment against Sean Diddy Combs, which charges him with racketeering, sex trafficking by force, and transportation to engage in prostitution. The indictment accuses Combs of being the ringleader of a criminal enterprise that allowed him to sexually, physically, emotionally, and verbally abuse his victims for years. This went on. Combs allegedly abused, threatened, and coerced women and others around him to fulfill his sexual desires, protect his reputation, and conceal his conduct, the indictment states. He also stands accused of narcotics offenses, arson, bribery, kidnapping, forced labor, and other offenses as well. He has some serious charges he's facing today. The rapper's attorney, Mark Angfilio, told reporters yesterday that Combs knew this was coming ever since the raids on his home in Miami and Los Angeles back in March. In a previous statement, his attorney called the charges against Combs unjust and said his client was an innocent man with nothing to hide who looks forward to clearing his name in court. So, Diddy did plead not guilty yesterday, and he is going to be back in court at 3:30 this afternoon trying to get bail. He's trying to get out. He's like, can I please go home? So we'll see. We'll see how that goes. That's just one of the stories in the news this morning that we'll share with you at this time. It's 69 degrees outside along City Avenue, and we'll give a full weather forecast in just a bit. But my newsmaker is on the line, so let's go to him. I'm talking about Mr. Earl Bowen. Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning, Sarah. How are you today?
I am well today. I'm trying to bring myself back down. I'm talking like I'm rushed and all that. I need to chill out. But it was so much traffic getting to this radio station this morning, so I was feeling stressed because how are you going to invite somebody to be on the air with you and then you're not even there when they call in, right? So I was stressing trying to get into this studio, but God is good. It all worked out. Mr. Earl Bowen,
yes.
Tell us about the organization that you represent and this wonderful and so very important activity that you're having at the Tasker Street Baptist Church on September the 26th.
Well, thank you for inviting me. So the organization is called Healthy Prostate Initiatives. And as many of your listeners probably already know, September is Prostate Cancer Awareness Month. And the reason that this is so important to Black people in particular is because Black men have the highest incidence rate of prostate cancer and the highest mortality rate of prostate cancer than any other ethnic group in the country. So this is something that we need to be acutely aware of, because it affects not only our men, but it affects our family, it affects our children, it
yes.
affects the women in our lives. And so this is, although men are primary because of prostate, but it's really a family issue, and it's an issue that we need to attack from the grassroots level. And that's why we're having these seminars, and I don't really want to use the word seminar because it sounds kind of academic, but we really, I'm just going to say meetings.
Yes.
Where we are bringing men and women to come to hear about prostate cancer, some of the symptoms, but also some of the things that we can do, because a lot of times there it's being proactive and not reactive. So I am a prostate cancer survivor myself.
Amen.
And
Amen.
It's so important that the women in our lives are involved. My wife was very instrumental in my case, but... So we want to stress that this is a family issue that affects our communities, and we really want to build this into a movement, not just September being Prostate Cancer Month, but throughout the year, that we begin to look at that and also broader issues, particularly around men's health. So that's what we're trying to do.
Talk about what are some of the symptoms for prostate cancer?
Well, that's a very good question, Thera. And so what happens is, a lot of times there are no symptoms, but what happens is that the prostate gland tends to grow larger with age. So it may squeeze the, I don't want to get too academic, the urethra, and cause problems, for example, for men in passing urine. So sometimes men in their 30s and 40s may begin to have symptoms and may need some medical attention. But for others, symptoms are not even noticed until much later in life. But the key is that, first of all, men need to be getting, if you're a black man and you're in your 40s, I would say 40, 45, you need to be getting an annual physical exam.
Okay.
You need to tell your doctor that you want to get a prostate exam. So, you know, for men, that's a little queasy, because it does involve the doctor inserting a finger up the rectum to feel the prostate. And it only lasts a couple of seconds, but
it's uncomfortable.
Can be a little uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing you can do is just get the blood withdrawn, and they can actually look at it from that standpoint as well. And so what happens is you will get a number, your PSA number,
yes.
and that could be, let's just say, 2.5. And so every year when you go back for your annual exam, you really need to make sure if that number is stable, or if that number is going up, or if the number may go down, but you have to keep a close eye on that, at least annually.
Yes.
But... There are a lot of other technical issues. I don't know if I want to get into this morning on the show because of our time.
Yes.
Every time your prostate is enlarged, it does not mean prostate cancer. It could mean you have an enlarged prostate that needs to be treated. It could be an infection. So I don't want men to push the panic button automatically. But you do need to be aware of symptoms, and sometimes they are very, very noticeable, and sometimes they're not.
Interesting.
We're talking with
Mr. Earl Bowen this morning, and he's representing on behalf of the Healthy Prostate Initiative. This is so very important. This conversation is important, and what will happen on September the 26th at the Tasker Street Baptist Church is even more important, because it's more private. Like, we're on the radio right now. Anybody can hear us, and I want anybody and everybody to hear us, but most specifically, I want men to be inspired, be motivated, and if you have not done a prostate checkup with your doctor in the last 12 months, it's time. You need to do this once a year. Once you hit the age 40, 45, particularly for African-American men, for men of color, they need to be on it, doggone it. Is that not correct?
You're right on it, Thera. You're right there. And so The thing is, the prostate cancer screening. We had a in July, just 2 months ago. We've been working with LabCorp, and we were able to get free prostate cancer tests for men who came out on a Sunday afternoon. Mm-hmm. And so we're looking to continue our relationship with LabCorp for free prostate cancer screening. We're also working with Miriam Medical Clinics.
Yes.
Miriam Medical Clinics, you may be aware
I'm
of.
I'm familiar with
South
them.
Philadelphia.
Yes.
And I don't know if people know Reverend Johnson. Well, actually, I don't know if he was a reverend, but Dr. Johnson.
Reverend Kevin Johnson?
Reverend Johnson, but I'm thinking about Dr. Johnson.
Okay.
Who does free medical tests. So if you need to see a doctor and if you don't have insurance, then I would highly recommend that as well.
That's a blessing.
We're now working in partnership with him because sometimes people don't have insurance.
And that's what holds people back sometimes from going to the doctors. They're worried about that insurance thing. They're worried about the money thing. I don't have them. I can't go see a doctor. I can't afford to pay cash. And then they continue to stay home. And that's when sometimes we have health issues that if we had known about them, early detection, maybe we could have gotten some more help.
Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. That is so, so very, very important. And so we're working with Miriam Medical Clinic for free medical care. And we just started a relationship with LabCorp for free tests as well. The people can come and see Dr. Johnson. It doesn't matter what the ailment might be. But with LabCorp, we're specifically testing for prostate cancer. But we're also looking at other things like high blood pressure, diabetes, things of that nature. So I don't want to just say that we're totally focused on prostate cancer. That is our primary focus. Mm-hmm. But we're really focused on men's health because you may know there is no Department of Men's Health at the federal level. There is a Department of Women's Health, but there is no Department of Men's Health at the federal level.
Interesting.
And so one of the things that we're trying to say is that this needs to be an issue that we push to our legislators. Because if you look at the statistics, particularly black men, you'll find out that we're way off the scale when it comes to most health-related issues and tend not to live as long.
And the same thing for women, black women. I heard that just the other day about breast cancer and black women. Like we're at the top of the charts on that more than anybody else and dying from breast cancer. So
That's absolutely correct.
If the health systems would do more to be supportive, that would be great. But also, we've got to be about the business of saving ourselves and early detection and going to doctors and swallowing our pride when we don't have that health insurance or we don't have that cash to be able to pay a doctor. Swallow your pride and find out about the Philadelphia health centers and free places that you can go to still access health care rather than to sit in silence and suffer. It just doesn't make sense. So now, Mr. Earl, tell us what time is this activity on September the 26th? Give us the address of the Tasker Street Baptist Church and all that good information.
Right. So the time is from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
The food is going to be provided by Fox Chase Cancer Center.
Great. Nice.
They're going to provide the food for us. As I mentioned, Dr. Johnson will be there for men who may want to set up free health exams. As I said, LabCorp is not confirmed yet, so we're still waiting on that confirmation. But I should have that information by next week.
And I should know exactly where Tasker Street Baptist Church is. I've been there a number of times over the years, and I'm having a blank on my brain right now. Do you have that address in front of you by any chance?
Probably not.
Okay, I'll look it up.
Exact address. It's right at 20th and Tasker.
Thank you.
It takes up just about the entire block.
Thank you. I knew that. So, I knew that.
Yeah. So if you get to 20th and Tasker, that whole block is a church.
Okay.
And the medical clinic, Miriam Medical Clinic, is right in that same block as well.
Excellent. Excellent.
So they're doing some really good things in that area. And one of the things that we want to do real quick, there is that we want to organize this movement around our religious institutions. Mm-hmm. So being at where we are now, in July, we were at Congregation Temple Bethel in West Oak Lane. Before that, we were at Temple University Hospital.
Okay.
But we really want to have a community-based location so that people can feel comfortable right in their own areas to just come out. And we always have food, so thanks to Fox Chase.
Yeah, we want you got to draw people. You got to have something to draw people in, so food will usually do the trick. And we just want to encourage men, encouraging men, please come out. Please come out on September the 26th, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. at the Tasker Street Baptist Church. That's right there at 20th and Tasker in South Philadelphia. Healthy Prostate Initiatives. That's what this is all about. And Mr. Earl Bowen, he took time out of his busy morning, and he's got a place to get to. And I don't want to keep you too long, but final thoughts that you would leave with our audience to encourage men, speak to the men, to get them to come out, show up and show out at Tasker Street Baptist Church, September 26th.
Yes, yes. And just keep in mind that the main thing is the screening, prostate cancer screening. And so the screening really means testing for cancer before you begin to have the symptoms. Mm-hmm. So you mentioned about symptoms. The screening is an opportunity to get ahead of that. So the screening will give you that opportunity to do the test. And because by the time symptoms appear, the cancer may have already begun to spread.
Yes, yes.
So we're trying to do is to be proactive. Mm-hmm. And that's why the screenings are so important before you even notice any symptoms.
Well,
and so that will be my major message to the men to come out and let's, like we like football, let's try to score a touchdown.
Yeah. I like that. I like that. As excited as we can get about the Eagles and the Phillies and the Flyers and the 76ers, let's get that excited about our health. I know that's right. Mr. Earl Bowen, I thank you, sir. I thank you so much for joining me this morning on WWDB. And we're going to keep letting folks know, come out for the Healthy Prostate Initiative, September the 26th, 6 to 8 p.m. Men, we need to see the brothers out there. We need to see the men. Thank you, Mr. Bowen.
Yeah. Thank you so much. I also have a number and a website I can send to you later for people that just want to get more information.
Give me a phone number right now. Slip that number in now.
Number 215-360-3467.
Got it. All right. I thank you, and I look forward to connecting with you.
Website is info@healthyprostateinitiative.org.
That's what's up. Thank you, sir. Have a wonderful day
Thank
ahead.
Thank you very much, dear. Thank you. You also.
Bye-bye. This is WWDB, and you're listening to The Inside Scoop here at the radio station Talk 860. Good morning to you, Sheree Darden. She is the publisher and proud owner of Scoop USA Media. She is the executive producer for The Inside Scoop Part 1 and Part 2. And in fact, on Thursdays, Sheree Darden comes your way to host the Inside Scoop Part 2, 12 noon to 1 p.m. right here at WWDB. Tell you what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come back, and I look forward at 8:30 to talking with Professor Tanya Ellis. She's the lady that runs LaSalle TV on the campus of LaSalle University. Stay with us at WWDB.
Between business life, social life, and her best bud, Loki, Beverly has a lot to focus on, especially while fighting Stargardt, a blinding retinal disease that starts during childhood and gets worse over time. But despite her vision loss, she's hopeful because she knows she's not fighting alone. For 50 years, the Foundation Fighting Blindness has funded research into treatments and cures for blinding diseases, providing real hope to those fighting vision loss. And our nationwide community of local chapters provides networking and support for people with vision loss, as well as their loved ones. Because the best way to fight against blinding diseases is to fight together. And for Beverly, winning the fight means focusing on what's closest to her. The Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we're winning. Learn more about how you can help us end blinding diseases
at fightingblindness.org.
Hey, did you hear the news? Inside Scoop is on twice a week, Wednesday morning at 8 a.m. with Thierry Martin and Thursday afternoon with Cherie Darden and Amaris Pollock. Wake up with Thierry Martin every Wednesday morning at 8 a.m. and have lunch with Cherie and Amaris at 12 p.m. every Wednesday and Thursday on WWDB 860 a.m. and 97.5 HD2. Also on the app, tune in to Inside Scoop every Wednesday at 8 a.m. and Inside Scoop every Thursday at 12 p.m.
On the battlefield, there's a saying America's military men and women live by. Never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Off the battlefield, Wounded Warrior Project operates with the same goal. We leave no warrior behind. Wounded Warrior Project is a nonprofit organization created to help our men and women returning home with the scars of war. Whether those scars are physical or mental, we're here to make sure that they heal. And whether it's helping those with post-traumatic stress disorder live a normal life again, or giving much-needed support to injured warriors and veterans' hospitals, because no one deserves our help more than the men and women who risk their lives to keep us safe. Wounded Warrior Project. We never leave a fallen warrior behind. Ever. Learn more about what we do at woundedwarriorproject.org.
We're back. Glad to be with you on this hump day Wednesday. It's 8:29 in the morning. We've got liquid sunshine happening outside along City Avenue and in other parts of the city. Light rain, just a bare drizzle right about now. So here's the full weather forecast. It's cloudy and humid with some pockets of rain at times today. Not everyone is going to see it, though. As of now, the favorable location for wet weather seems to be east of I-95, a high of 74 degrees. And then on tomorrow, we'll see some breaks of sun, but a shower chance continues east of the city, high 80 degrees. And on DGI Friday, mostly cloudy with a spotty shower possible, especially east of the city, a high of 79 degrees. Saturday, what can you look for? Well, spotty showers early in the day, turning brighter, a high of 76 degrees. Right now, 69 degrees, holding steady along City Avenue in Philadelphia. And I'm just glad to be here with you for another edition of the Inside Scoop at WWDB. We are Talk 860. Well, it's 8:30 exactly, and the lady of the hour, the lady I've been looking for, she's right where I asked her to be. She is a blessing to so many people. She is a professor at LaSalle University, and she is the general manager for LaSalle TV, a wonderful television station based on campus at LaSalle University. And I want to say good morning to you, Professor Tanya Ellis. Thanks for joining me on WWDB.
Good morning, Sarah. I'm happy to be here.
Listen, I want to hit myself. How come I didn't think about this long time ago?
I don't know. I'm used to being behind the scenes in the back, so that's just where we...
Yeah, I know. You try to run. Every time we bring a camera out and try to get a picture of you, you run in the other direction. But
exactly.
Let me just say this.
Exactly.
You are just so awesome in that you have taken LaSalle TV and turned it into an institution in its own right. You have raised up college students over there at LaSalle University who started with you as freshmen, and you watch them go through freshman, sophomore, junior, senior year and graduate. And you could brag and go on and on probably for the rest of this show talking about LaSalle University students who've graduated, who majored in communications, who came through your television station on that campus, LaSalle TV. And today they're doing all kinds of wonderful things, some of them working in broadcast television in front of the camera, some of them behind the camera. Some of them are doing other things in the communications industry. But it's got to be a real proud feeling for you, Professor Ellis, to see your students, your children, raised up and doing well.
Oh, thank you, Thera. That's very kind. It's the biggest thrill, the most exciting part of my job is working with students and seeing them become successful, whether that is in job success or whether just later in life they are, you know, enjoying their life. we have people all over the place in different roles. And I'm happy to say that, you know, I knew them like when they were, yeah, just little freshmen and didn't know what was going on. And to see everyone grow like that and become the successful adults that they are today.
In fact, when I think about it, I'm sitting here at WWDB hosting this show called Inside Scoop. Well, the Inside Scoop was born out of the Scoop USA newspaper. Who owns the Scoop newspaper? A young lady by the name of Sheree Darden. Where does she graduate from? LaSalle University. I think about United States Congressman Dwight Evans, and I was blessed to have him on one of my shows some years ago. I know you remember Professor Ellis when we had the congressman out there, and I'm trying again to come back out again once he's back on track 100% with his health, because he did have a health episode in the late spring, and so he took the summer to sort of regroup, and he's still, you know, convalescing and getting himself back together. But yeah, he'll be back in full effect, and we'd love to have him back. But he's a proud graduate of LaSalle University. Then I think about the Speaker of the House in Pennsylvania, the Honorable State Representative Joanna McClinton. And where does she graduate from? LaSalle University. And we could go on and on and on about the great people who've come through LaSalle University. But zeroing in on your department, the Communications Television Department, talk to our listening audience about how that station is operated, how it runs, how you make it happen every day, that there's programming that's interesting and informative and sometimes downright just funny.
Sure, I'd be happy to. So LaSalle TV is one of the PEG channels in Philadelphia, and PEG is public, educational, and government access. So we were given this educational cable channel, reaches anyone with cable in Philadelphia, whether they have Comcast or Verizon. It's on 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and I am the only hired person to run it. So I greatly depend upon our students, our community members who have a relationship with LaSalle to help create entertaining and educational programming. So the students have their own programs that they produce, from everything from, you know, writing them, shooting, editing. They're the ones working behind the scenes, as you know, for your show. They are the ones you see in front of the camera. And they really, you can tell from the mistakes you will see on air, that they're really learning. So what you see in September will greatly improve by the time we hit April. So the students have their own programs, but we also work with community groups and leaders like yourself. Tomorrow I have the Philadelphia Fire Department coming in for their longstanding show that they do with us. We'll be talking to the new commissioner. We have several programs that focus on the issues that the larger media outlets don't have time to cover, or don't take the time to cover. So, you know, we are not run by advertising, you know, so if you want to go on for a half hour with a single topic, we can do that, where, you know, at a lot of the local big TV stations, you'll get, you know, 2 minutes, if that.
Exactly.
So it's depending on students to volunteer and work on these shows. It is built into our curriculum. If the students are communication majors in the mass media and journalism track, that they're mid-level production class, it's taught by myself. And of course, they're going to do a show for LaSalle TV. So for that class, they produce a show called Just Next Door. So I force them to go out in the community and find people and places and businesses that are just next door that we often don't hear about.
See, I like that. And that is what is so very special indeed. But I want the listeners of WWDB to know is that, first of all, they should check out some of the great programming on LaSalle TV. On Comcast, that would be Channel 56 for people who are in Philadelphia. And on Verizon, for people in Philadelphia, it would be Channel 36. And there's just a long host of programs that just go, go, go. But what I want to say to you, Professor Ellis, and you correct me if I'm wrong, but I watch TV a lot. Like, that's my lifeline. Outside of work, because I am a workaholic and I love working, and as long as God allows me to be healthy, I want to keep rolling and working and doing my thing. I do stuff in the community. I go to church, and then I'm home. I'm not, you know, out looking to do anything else other than the things that I just listed. And so, but TV is my thing. It's my lifeline. And so when I'm at home, I'm going through the channels. I'm checking out to see what's on, what's on. So I know what's on LaSalle TV. And of course, you know, I watch a lot of LaSalle TV. But then I said, well, what are the other local universities that have a cable channel doing? I don't see any others. And you correct me, because I know you know. But I don't see any of the other local university channels that have the same opportunity to have a channel just like LaSalle TV, and they don't do it full blast from what I can see like you do at LaSalle. Am I right or am I wrong about that? I mean, a lot of times I go to the Temple Channel or Community College of Philadelphia channel, and I just see dead air. So what's that about? How is it that you're just able to lead and have all these great shows?
Oh, I don't know. I'm not going to talk poorly on any of our other local schools and their channels. I know that what they're dealing with, and they tend to have students working the same way.
Yes.
You know, sometimes a lot of other staff involved.
Mm-hmm.
And they're doing some really good things. I honestly don't check in with the other channels a lot because I'm too worried about keeping this one running. But it's hard to fill 24 hours.
Mm-hmm.
So we do end up replaying our shows.
Yep.
A lot. Mm-hmm. I always tell the students, I'm like, it might be here in 5 years, you know, after you graduate, depending on what it is, if it's really good. But we don't get a lot of outside programming.
Mm-hmm.
I know some places they have free services where these companies or these nonprofits want you to carry their channels. So we do some of that. We mm-hmm. rebroadcast 6 ABC, WPVI, they broadcast a mass Sunday morning, but mm-hmm. they do it at 5:30 a.m. So
yes.
we rebroadcast that at 10 a.m.
Okay.
For the people that are shut in and want to watch mass and cannot.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, we have one other program that I get from an outside group. It's all ours. So, you know, we try to focus on that local programming to give you something that you know is different.
Yes.
That you're not going to see somewhere else. Which, you know, is sometimes a little out there, depending on what it is. One of our viewers' favorite shows I've found is our game show.
Uh-huh.
You are not winning anything on Q&A except like thrift store prizes. But people love it, I guess, because they can play along. And,
yeah.
You know, kind of get a little irritated. I'm like, we do a lot of very good educational, informative programs, but the game show is really what they remember when they say, I've seen LaSalle TV.
That is interesting. So now, as far as the community part, I am one of the lucky people that has an opportunity to host a show at LaSalle TV. The program I host is called News You Can Use. And I know at least four or five of the other community shows. But people always ask me out in the street, well, how did you get that show and how can you get a show? Now, I'm not trying to start a firestorm of people calling you, trying to see if they can get in, because the season, the new season for LaSalle TV is already underway, and Professor Tanya Ellis already has her programs lined up for this season. But every year, it's just like, I don't take it for granted. Anytime you could say to me, Thera, we appreciate what you've done. You've been a great host, but it's time to let some other people have an opportunity. So we're going to rotate you out and bring somebody else in to host a show. So like you have like what, 10 slots for community groups, or how many slots is it?
Well, there's not a set amount of slots. You know, it depends on our schedule and what I can fit in.
Mm-hmm.
The way usually it works with community shows is that we're not public access. Philadelphia has a fantastic public access station, Philly Cam,
mm-hmm.
that if people want to do their own show, they want to learn how to put this together, Philly Cam is excellent. They have great resources and they'll help you with that, and they have time slots.
Mm-hmm.
The way it works with our station is I've found people over the years that have a similar mission to LaSalle University and
mm-hmm.
wanting to serve the community and help bring everyone up. So the people that are are volunteering their time. You're volunteering your time with LaSalle, and I appreciate it very much, mm-hmm. is that you're bringing an element to our channel that I can't get our students to do. They're young adults.
Yes, they're still blossoming. Yes.
Right, right. But to bring people in the community who are working on all of these local issues, who know all of these local organizations, local political leaders, who can help to improve our community. That's what I'm looking for. So with the Philadelphia Fire Department, that's been going on for years, bringing life safety information to the public, just an easy way to do that. I know they also have a radio show. They try to do what they can. You have a program where you really focus on the local issues mm-hmm. in the Germantown area, beyond, 22nd Street. Mm-hmm. And we have a show, The Power of One.
Yes, great show.
Melanie Nelson mm-hmm. from Northwest Victim Services, mm-hmm. focusing on all of those stories you see on the news and their little blips about, someone got shot. And she's giving you the behind the scenes of, here's what's going on with that family, or here is what the police are trying to do. And all of those human stories that make all of those news stories seem real for us.
Yes.
Paul Perello, one of our alum, he was on the radio for years. He does a program focusing on usually like authors, local groups, those feature stories. Mm-hmm. So he gets to spend a whole half hour with them. So again, different programs that somehow relate back to what we do here at LaSalle. Yeah, so I don't take those open calls where you want to show, come on in. We just don't have that time.
Yes, yes.
It's been people over the years. Usually they started out as they were guests on some other show. And I was like,
You talking about me. You talking about me.
You're one.
I was invited to come in on Reverend Todd Johnson's show, and I had a ball. I enjoyed it, and you were so very nice and welcoming. And then I was like, is there any possibility? Could I possibly do something? And that was it. And you haven't been able to get rid of me yet.
And that is perfectly fine. You always have a spot here.
Mm-mm-mm. But yes, the best thing of all, people say to me, oh, Thera, you're good. You should be in mainstream television, this, that, and the other. Well, when I was in my 20s, Professor Ellis, that was one of my goals, to become a television personality in Philadelphia, working at one of these local networks and what have you. Well, it didn't happen that way. I think my life has pretty much unfolded the way God would have it to unfold, and God wanted me to mm-hmm. be in radio. So for my broadcast communications career, it's largely been radio. And then thanks to you, I have had this opportunity to do cable television programming with LaSalle TV. But at this point in my life and my career, at the age I am, I'm a grandmom and all that, I'm not thinking about, if I'm on LaSalle TV, maybe some big TV executive from a network will see me and they're going to call Professor Ellis. We need that lady's number. We want to hire her. No, that's not why I do it. Honest to goodness, it's not. I tell people that all the time. It's not about Thera thinking, I'm so cute and I want to be on cable TV and I want to. No, I really, really, really do it now. And I treasure the opportunity to do the show, to lift up other people. A lot of the guests that I invite on, a lot of them, not all of them, but a lot of the guests I invite on probably would never get a shot to be on a mainstream television program, a talk show, telling their story. And that's why I thank God for LaSalle TV, because we can bring them over there. So for me, it's all about spotlighting other people. It is not about Thera. I'm an old girl at this point. As my kids have told me, Mom, if you haven't made it in television by now, mainstream television, you're not going to make it. Aren't they encouraging? but they're being honest. But they're being honest. And you have to be honest with yourself. Don't lie to yourself. That train left the station years ago. And so if I was going to be on that train, it would have been years ago. But I am thankful and grateful for where I am. And I just enjoy using the opportunities that God has given me in radio and working with you at cable TV, at LaSalle TV, writing for the Scoop USA newspaper with Sheree Darden. Those are the things I want to do to share information that can lift up our community most of all. So final thoughts from you that you would want to share with our audience at WWDB about LaSalle TV and why they should check it out from time to time.
Well, what you said is so correct. It's we have this valuable resource and this time where no one is saying, this is what you have to do. We need ratings. We have to make this kind of money. And to be able to give people services, information, sometimes just a good laugh on what is going on in their community. Here at LaSalle also, it's more meaningful than I think a job would be in, bigger media. So it's good we didn't make it there, right?
This is good, and it is meaningful. And I thank you. I publicly thank you for the opportunities that you've given to me and the opportunities that you've given to all the other people who are part of the community program, the grown folks, us old heads, that you allow to march into your studio and do our programs. And I also sincerely, I thank the wonderful students of LaSalle University. Every year, I just fall in love like, how do I want to say it? Like a big sister, auntie to the students that work in the studio with us. And I mean, when I don't see certain ones on the days that I come to tape, I'm wondering, where are they? Are they okay? Are they studying for an exam? And then I find out they are okay. And yep, usually they're studying for an exam.
Exactly. It's a joy to have you in our studio, and I appreciate everything you bring to LaSalle TV.
Thank you, and we appreciate you. Have a marvelous day ahead, and I can't wait till October when I come back out there to tape some more good shows.
Oh, that sounds good, Theo. Thank you very much.
Have a great day. You be safe out there.
Thank you.
All right. That's Professor Tanya Ellis. I tell you, she runs the things over there at LaSalle TV. She keeps it going. She's a professor in the communications department at LaSalle University, and we're proud to know her. We're proud of her, proud of all the students and how they kick butt in programming at LaSalle TV. All righty, we are almost out of time. It's 8:49 in the morning. I'm just grateful and thankful for another day. I thank my producer over there running things, keeping things nice and smooth for me this morning, because I came in here spazzing. I was rushing. I mean, I think I had like 4 minutes till airtime. I don't do that because that's not what professionals do. Professional people in broadcast communications, whether it's television or radio, anything where you're going live, you should be there. Well, the way I was trained, honestly, the way I was trained, an hour before you go on the air. And back in the day, our old general managers where I used to work, if you weren't there when you were supposed to be there an hour before you go on the air, they docked your pay because they were serious. I mean, all this running in at the last minute, you're out of breath and fumbling and got papers everywhere. You should see this studio right now. As soon as I turn the mic off, I got to clean up in here because I came in like a hurricane. But it wasn't because I wasn't prepared or trying to be here on time. I got caught up in some stupid traffic this morning. People were driving like we had a 12-foot snowstorm or something, and there was snarled traffic everywhere from Delaware Avenue, where I was coming from, all the way over here to City Avenue. So anyway, I'm glad I made it. Thank you, God, for allowing me to get here safely. Let's take a look at a couple of the big stories breaking the headlines real quick before we say goodbye. Well, a hip-hop icon, he brought the beats to the books at an elementary school in North Philadelphia yesterday. A member of the legendary rap group Run DMC stopped by Mary McLeod Bethune School to read his children's book, showing students that storytelling is the ultimate track. He was proud of his poem, but he wondered, was it really that good? Daryl McDaniels read from his book in front of a crowd of kids. McDaniels, also known as DMC, read pages from his new book, Daryl's Dream. You can do anything that your mind can imagine. So, you ready to take this journey with me? McDaniels enthusiastically asked the classroom of students. His goal was to get students excited about reading, but the book was also deeply personal. The 60-year-old wrote the book to share his story of being bullied because he liked school and writing poetry. And so that was pretty cool that he was in Philadelphia yesterday. That was a surprise. An ambulance has overturned after a crash in Philadelphia's Crescentville section early this morning. That happened at around 4:30 a.m. at the intersection of Adams and Whitaker Avenues after a collision with another vehicle. The ambulance driver was taken to a nearby hospital with injuries. Two other medics also suffered minor injuries as well. And ABC's hit show Abbott Elementary is inspired by schools in Philadelphia. Now the show wants to help inspire local students to reach for careers in STEM. It's the reason why a pop-up full of experiments and inspiration stopped by the James Rhodes Elementary School in West Philadelphia on yesterday. To be able to have a field trip to get dropped in the parking lot for your students, that's awesome, said Daniel Chavis, coordinator for the Curiosity Cube. The pop-up was created by the global life science company Millipore Sigma. The Curiosity Cube is a retrofitted shipping container turned mobile science lab where we go to communities across our country to spark curiosity and the next generation of scientists, said Chavis. That was pretty cool as well. Hats off to them. And Ohio Governor Mike DeWine, he is deploying the Ohio State Highway Patrol to monitor schools in the city of Springfield after they received 33 bomb threats since late last week, he said at a news conference on Monday. Two colleges were moved to virtual learning and two elementary schools were evacuated Monday after receiving separate threats. The threats so far haven't had any validity at all, DeWine said at a news conference on Monday afternoon. The threats and closures come amid ongoing fallout from baseless allegations former President Donald Trump made during the second presidential debate that Haitian immigrants in the city are stealing and eating local pets. Oh, lordy, lordy, lordy. And so DeWine said 36 troopers from the State Patrol's mobile field force will be present at all 17 school buildings in the Springfield City School District starting Tuesday through the rest of this week. The troopers will sweep all school buildings before classes start and will remain on campus to provide security throughout the day and after dismissal. All righty, as we get ready to move out of the way for more great programming to come to you on WWDB. Let me just say this. You got to get a subscription to the Scoop USA newspaper if you don't have one already. You want to have your scoop mailed to your place of business or to your home for sure, for sure. It's $75 for a year. And if you would like to get that scoop paper mailed to you every week, you want to call the Scoop office at 215-309-3139, 215-309-3139. Make for sure you get your subscription to the Scoop USA Media newspaper. Get your scoop today. That's it for me. I'm out of here. Don't forget, tomorrow, Sheree Darden, she'll be in the studio sitting in the hot seat from 12 noon to 1 p.m. with Inside Scoop Part 2. Sheree Darden, make for sure you check her out. And everybody, just stay positive. And remember, if you're not yet registered to vote and you're 18 or older, or you will be 18 by November the 5th, you know what you need to do. Call City Commissioner Omar Sabir's office and make for sure you get your blank voter registration form, fill it out, and get it turned in. The deadline to turn in voter registration forms is October the 21st at 11:59 p.m. Don't sit out this election. This is a presidential election year. Everything, and I say everything, everything is at stake. So make for sure you get registered to vote and then vote. Do the two-step, like my dear sister friend, Dr. Lucille Ijoy always says. And Ijoy is 95 years young right now, and she's still talking about do the two-step, register, and then vote. That's it for me for this edition of the Inside Scoop here at WWDB Talk 860. Have a great day ahead, everybody. Be safe as you're moving out and about in the city. And maybe you better take a little umbrella with you today for that liquid sunshine that might come our way. Take care. Bye-bye.